the Wham Bam East Van Show, Thursday, 7 p.m. on CJSF 90.1 FM with your host, DJ Medi. Hey, that's me. We'll be interviewing fans, musicians from all genres and all languages, and other talents too, like photographers and videographers. We'll check out local businesses, cheap eats, and yummy treats. And also events that are happening or not happening around town. And places to go and get some fresh air. Go for a walk. And places that are still open and you can go for a shop. Although we focus on East Van, we'll be making friends everywhere and anywhere. Hi! We'll chat with skateboarders, athletes, dancers, artists, chefs, bakers, tailors, comedians, hey, you name it, we want it. See a familiar face or a familiar place right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. Hi-de-ho, folks, and welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show. I'm your host, DJ Medi, and we are broadcasting the audio of this show from Simon Fraser University on unceded Coast Salish territory here in beautiful Burnaby, BC, which includes the Coquitlam, the Musqueam, the Squamish, and the Tsleil-Waututh Nations. All right, so for today's guests, they have been so long awaited because I did these interviews way back in December of 2020. That's right. So we have from the Bottom Shelf Bourbon, Mr. Steve Houston and violinist and slash burlesque dancer, Georgia Coover today. So let's kick off. Woo, let's kick off the show with an Earth Day song because Earth Day was April 22nd. And we also had 420 last week as well. So we're going to play Me and May. That's right. Me and May, and they have a song called Buzz On.
I don't need tequila, I've got my Mona Lisa. Her smile has never faded away. So save your margaritas and wine, 'cause when I see you, I'm already just a fool on display. There's enough intoxication, her body's got me aching. My mind is racing, twisted and bent. Yeah, maybe I'm old-fashioned, but our chemical attraction's more than Cupid ever could comprehend. I'll take a shot of what you're serving up so easy. Line them up, let's get started with the teasing. Don't need no whiskey, I'm already feeling crazy. That's what you do, you get my buzz on, baby. My buzz, buzz, baby, baby. Something missing, maybe something that you felt once or twice. Yeah, you can take it, you can leave it, but there's something to be said for being drunk but never needing no eyes. I'll take a shot of what you're serving up so easy. Light 'em up, you always know just how to please me. Don't need no whiskey, I'm already feeling.
my buzz, buzz, baby, baby. Of cedar from the body of a tree to the workshop of a luthier, and now it's on loan to me.
And it's good company after dinner, and fits my hands just fine. But someday another singer with a pair of hands like mine
will coax at songs much prettier, still hiding in his strings, and sing strong. Sing.
And folks are gonna love it. Of this I'm almost sure. So I'll take good care of it, 'cause I'm borrowing it from her. Pass it along, pass it along. May you land in careful hands when I'm gone.
You carry it for a moment, loan it you for loan.
You don't own me, pass it along.
Well, this here's my country. Sometimes it's hard to recognize it,
but I count myself lucky to have been born inside it.
And I'm grateful for the rights others struggled hard to win. And you bet I'm gonna fight when they come to take 'em back again.
Oh, and everywhere are teachers, though some fell along the way.
But the words they said still reach us, just like you're teaching me today.
And it may not be out loud, but it's there in what you do.
And I hope to make you proud, because I borrowed it from you.
Pass it along, pass it along. May it land in careful hands when we're gone.
We've all pushed this thing along. We've been guided by our fear. But the river sings a song. We gotta be quieter to hear.
It's in every child's face. New and hopeful lies a stem.
Best be gentle with this place, 'cause we're borrowing it from them.
Pass it along.
Pass it along.
Pass it along.
Pass it along.
Lo tieni un solo momento, il tempo non sarà mai lungo.
You don't.
That was Scott Cook's Earth Day present to the planet called Pass It Along. And he gathered up 24 musicians and singers and bundled them up and created that song. And I guess that group is called the Transatlantic Session. All right, now let's get to a public service announcement and we'll be back after this.
Computers, tablets, smartphones. Even the smallest devices can have a huge environmental impact. The harmful materials used to make electronic devices can leak into our waterways and pollute the air we breathe. Throwing old technology in the trash could mean game over for the planet. When your old electronics die, don't just throw them away. Donate them for reuse or recycling. At Free Geek Vancouver, electronics are recycled as locally and as sustainably as possible. Free Geek provides job skills, training, internet access, and free or low-cost computers to the public. Donate your electronics to Free Geek to prevent e-waste from doing extra damage and help your old technology find its new home. To learn more about how you can level up your sustainability game, visit freegeekvancouver.org. That's freegeekvancouver.org.
Yeah, Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. All right. So that was the Bottom Shelf Bourbon Trio with the River's Edge. All right, now let's get to Stephen's interview, where we did this at the Sea to Sky Studios here in East Van. Come on in. Who do we have today?
Hey, it's Stephen Houston.
Steve Houston.
Hey, Linda, how are you doing?
Welcome. All right. Have a seat.
All right.
You're so fashionable today. Tell us. Oh, actually, stand up. Stand up and show us. Turn around.
I'm still embarrassed by the attention this gets.
That's awesome. So tell us about this fashion statement. Like, you sewed this jacket yourself.
Yeah, that's one of the things I've been doing during the pandemic is practicing my sewing and tailoring. And I took a class on pattern making. Yeah, after I took the class, I went home and I made this jacket. It's the first coat that I've made. I've made lots of pants and shirts and stuff.
Right.
But yeah, this is the most complicated garment I've tried so far. And 87 pieces.
Amazing. That is amazing for like your first time.
Thank you.
Perfect. And then like what made you decide to get into it? Just like the pandemic just decided you decided to go for that, or you had an interest before?
No, I actually had been planning on getting into it before.
Yeah.
Several months before the pandemic started. I've been sewing for years, yep. Mostly crafty stuff. And then I started altering my clothes to fit better. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, well, why am I altering my clothes? Why don't I just learn to make them?
Right.
And so now I'm learning to make fitted clothing for myself and other people.
Good for you. Okay, yeah. Have a seat.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, now did you want your jacket off or on?
I'll keep it on.
You keep it on? Perfect. Okay, let's get you set up here. Okay, cool. All right, so welcome to the Wham Bam East Van Show.
Thanks for having me.
Please introduce yourself.
My name is Stephen Houston, singer, songwriter, and musician. I play bass, guitar, sing, bit of drums.
Yes, and your band?
My main band I've been playing with, actually, the pandemic might have killed us, to be honest, but the Bottom Shelf Bourbon Trio.
Yes.
I also play with a lot of local singer-songwriters, Christy Rose, Scott Pauly, Monica Lee. I think that's my current resume.
Perfect. And how do you know these people?
Through friends. Actually, all three of the people that I just mentioned, mm-hmm. I know through my oldest Vancouver friend. We actually just 5 months ago had our 21-year friendiversary. I met him during Jazz Festival. We were both out. He was asked to play drums for a project, and I was asked to play bass, and we just hit it off and stayed in contact. And I met all of these people through him. He's a big anchor for a lot of the musicians that I know in East Vancouver.
Perfect. And then let's start in the beginning. How old did you start playing music, and what instrument?
I was about 14, I think, playing guitar. I got my first acoustic guitar, and about a year and a half later, I got an electric. And then I was always like sort of a mediocre guitar player. I learned to play some Metallica songs, and that's about it. And
nice, then, Metallica.
For sure.
Yeah.
And then when I was around 16, some guys that I knew at school had a band and they needed a bass player, and I have an uncle who's a bassist, and I borrowed my uncle's bass and amp and I joined them, and from the first moment I played bass I was just like, this is my instrument.
Nice.
And so at that point music became an obsession.
So I reckon Mr. Houston's gonna be playing us a little tune on the guitar there. So I whipped out my handy dandy cellular device and I stepped back and started recording. So remember, I took this interview back in December of 2020.
So this song is either called Listening to the Birds or I'm Not Okay Today. I'm not sure which yet. It's brand new. The sunrise while listening to bird song. It's not the time of day. Let your worries stay.
about to smoke a cigarette, trying to watch the city wake up. But I'm not doing okay today. Feeling like I've lost a lot, fearing that the toll's too high. I am not doing okay today. Feeling about the things we've lost and fearing that they've gone away. To stay. I've been feeling grateful for what I haven't lost. I've been feeling anxious every time I leave my house. Out of all this pressure that's looking for release. I've been feeling lonesome, I just need someone to love me and my blues. I am not doing okay today, feeling like I've lost a lot, fearing that the toll's too high, and I'm doing okay today, feeling about the things we've lost and fearing that they've gone away, to stay.
Any local band recommendations?
Oh, there's so many insanely, disgustingly talented people. And a lot of my friends have put out amazing albums this year. Monica Lee, Leah Barley's album is phenomenal. Staggers and Jags just dropped a new album like 3 days ago. That's fantastic. Those guys just keep getting better and better. Mary Matheson has dropped some singles. Joshua Wood. All of them like wildly different from each other and just really killing it, just writing beautiful songs.
Awesome. Yeah. So this is going to be for the new year. So do you have any new year resolutions?
I don't really do the resolution thing because I kind of like myself the way I am.
Nice.
But lots of plans. I'm like, I've got a new album recorded that I'm going to be putting out, and I've been recording some videos for singles to drop. So those will be getting dropped over the course of the new year. And yeah, get better at sewing and make some really killer tactics.
Yeah, look forward to seeing those and listening to your music.
Thanks.
Thank you for coming on the Wham Bam East Van Show.
Thanks so much for having me, Linda.
Wham Bam.
East Van.
Yeah.
I can tell you a story about the Bowmaker's daughter. Precious eyes like Turkish rose. don't you know that this will end? So dance with me in the dark.
Bring out your dead.
You don't know my
bring out your day. So bring out your day. So bring out your day.
And that was Leah Barley with Bring Out Your Dead. Before that, we had Mary Matheson with Bowmaker. All right, so after the interview, I asked Steve if he had any advice, any tips for people going through a hard time. And this is what he had to say from his own experience.
So yeah, when the pandemic first started and everything was so weird and up in the air, I found myself drinking a lot, and all of my neighbors were just drinking their way through this. I realized recently I couldn't remember the last time I went a day without a drink, and so I recently started a new rule where I only drink on the weekends, which is very new for me as a musician. Not that you need to drink to be a musician, that's a terrible joke. But yeah, I've definitely found that just like holding that off to the weekends has definitely helped with my productivity and feeling a lot more stable and calm and focused. The only problem is I now get hangovers, which I didn't do before. Not a fan. But yeah, that's been something that's definitely been helping me in recent weeks.
Perfect. Yeah. See, you can still enjoy, but you know, yeah, it's like a balance, right? It's a,
yeah, totally. Yeah. I needed to find that balance. Like, I'm like, yeah, I just decided to do that, and I've been doing it for so long that I didn't realize it was affecting me anymore.
Right.
And then once I stopped doing it through the week, I was like, oh wow, I am way more clear in a way that I didn't really realize I was doing to myself.
That's great. Good yeah. for you.
Yeah, it's
That's
been helping
awesome.
A lot. Yeah.
Thanks.
My pleasure.
Super excited for the 11th annual Sassy Awards on May 5th. See you there, everybody.
This is a free virtual show featuring Ashley Patter, Ben Dunnell, and This Is Isabel. And guess what, folks? We'll be interviewing Isabel in a future Wham Bam East Van show. Check out the Sassy Awards by going to sassyawardssurrey.ca.
Join me, Robin, every Friday at noon for Roots and Berries. Tune in to hear bluegrass, old-time music, and other rootsy little nuggets with a focus on Canadian players, singers, and pickers. That's Roots and Berries, Fridays over the noon hour, right here on CJSL 90.1 FM.
Hey, all you sexy animals. My name is Joshua Wood, and this song is called Surrender, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Get to know yourself.
And that was Joshua Wood with Surrender. Next, we have an interview with Georgia Coover, all the way from the New West Front Studios.
Hi, everyone. My name is Georgia Coover. I'm a visual artist and also a music composer and a violin instructor. And I've been doing violin for nearly 20 years again. Again, I've been doing it for 20 years, and I've been composing a lot. I've been writing a short film last year for the Blood and Guts Film Fest, where it's a 48-hour horror film making festival, usually held at the Rio Theater, and it's such a great way and opportunity to meet a bunch of filmmakers, including amazing actors around the community, and writing music for burlesque productions, and also, and just really having fun with it.
Yeah, and you're such a creative person. You also do art. Tell us, describe your art to the people like listening in Radioland.
Yeah, a lot of my art resembles bits of Asian sexuality, including musical sexuality. And I like to express that with my Asian heritage as a Chinese-Canadian autistic person. And a lot of it, I've struggled to find peace with my identity, and also struggling to deal with my autistic status, because growing up back then, I didn't know how to express it, or at least be comfortable publicly.
Mm-hmm. And you also create floral headbands, which is pretty cool. How did you get into that?
Well, that's a funny story, because I didn't think I'd be making a lot of headpieces, and usually I'm not the very girly kind. Yet I kind of blend in bits of my punk persona. I don't know if I should say that. Considering the fact that I haven't been to many punk shows,
right?
Yeah, I met a lot through the music community.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I was so involved in the burlesque community 5 years ago, and I've watched my very first show with hosted by the Geekenders, and it was a Star Wars burlesque.
I love Star Wars.
Who doesn't love Star Wars anyway? But other than that, I was taking up dance classes at the Vancouver Burlesque Co.
Mm-hmm.
During the pandemic, and that was really hard for me, just being home all day, and it was really unhealthy. I started being obsessed with social media, mm-hmm. that unfortunately it became part of my life and my reality.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's just best to get some space away from
That's
being
right.
at home all day.
That's just, right. Take a break from that social media and just get some fresh air. Yeah.
Exactly. And I was glad to be renting at the Octopus Studios, which is hosted and by Beata Casey, who's an amazing artist, and along with her daughter, they always host classes and teach you how to make soaps and also coin rings.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and I volunteered with them, and I've known a bunch of the residents there. So I started making my own flower crowns,
mm-hmm.
Because I was getting ready for a showcase that I was in, hosted by Portia Favreau, who is one of the most patient and local dancers all around in Chinatown. And so I got obsessed with that, and I ended up buying a bunch of flower crowns from Michaels.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to do something a little bit similar to Frida Kahlo, and nowadays you see a lot of girls are gender non-binary people,
mm-hmm.
creating flower crowns around the head instead of just wearing it like a garland, I think.
Mm-hmm.
And in some ways, I like to create some bits of asymmetry and parts of light and dark. And a lot of it, I think, has got to do with the goth aesthetics,
mm-hmm.
even though I don't always dress up like the goths nowadays.
Yeah.
I just dress in a way that I feel a lot more comfortable, instead of just trying to conform to what goth beauty or punk beauty or burlesque beauty should be. Mm-hmm. There's no standard. There was never a boundary about it. Mm-hmm. Especially when it comes to music, there was never really a boundary of how jazz music should be written or how classical music should be written or how string quartets should be written.
That's right. And now we're going to talk about your violin. So how old did you start learning to play the violin?
Oh, God. Playing the violin was one of the hardest journeys ever because I was 10 years old and I became really interested because of Vanessa Mae and all the nice violin pieces that you hear from movies that mm-hmm. you can't help but think, holy shit, how do I do something like that? And so I started playing at the age of 10, taking a lot of lessons. Then I started performing, I think, around 15 to 17. Mm-hmm. That's when I started to play around the community back in high school, and then take up a musical education at Douglas College and VCC.
Perfect. Okay, and you're going to play something for us today.
Yeah, so it's called Android Heart, and it's an electronic piece while adding into violin improvisation. And this piece had meant a lot to me because mm-hmm. growing up, I didn't know whether I was autistic enough, although it put a strain between... It did put a strain between my abilities and my autism, and it was kind of stupid back then mm-hmm. When diagnoses weren't well developed until now. So I was diagnosed at the age 2 and I wasn't really sure how I can express myself without being falling deeply into depression.
All right, so did you want to perform that on stage right now?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
So where can people find you?
Yeah, so a lot of times you can find me on SoundCloud at Georgia Kruver. Mm-hmm. Or you can find me on my Instagram. So I also do photography on the side. So if you want to connect with me, you can send me a message on my photography Instagram, Lady Death Eye. And if you wanted to collaborate with me as a musician or as a visual artist, you can also message me on GeorgiaKruver87. And I do a little bit of burlesque on the side, so I have tons of social media nowadays. But if you wanted to collaborate with me and do some fun dance stuff, you can follow me at Celebones Burlesque.
Woohoo! All right. Thanks, Georgia.
Yeah, I'm Georgia Cooper, and you're watching the Wham Bam East Fan. Check it out.
And next week, we'll be interviewing Georgia's martial arts trainer, Jonathan Pang. That's right. We'll be heading out to China Creek Park here in East Van, yeah, just behind the VCC there. And yeah, we're going to watch Georgia and Jonathan do this. They're going to be like training with these sticks. And it looks so cool. Anyways, I want to thank all of my guests for being on the show. And also thank you for watching and listening and hanging out with me, DJ Medi, right here on the Wham Bam East Van Show. All right, we'll see you all next week. We're going to end the show with a Japanese song. Here's Sheena Ringo right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. That's for you, Georgia. Next up is a hip-hop show called Next Step. You're listening on CJSF 90.1 FM. This is DJ Medi signing out. Wham bam, East Van.